Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Brad Logan alongside David Johnson today. Today's show and our talent presenting sponsor is the Landshark and the Velvet Dicks, both located in Oxford, and they're our talent presenting sponsor. Also, a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm, a proud sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David, it was a pretty exciting weekend. I'm not talking about the fireworks that go off in the sky. I'm talking about fireworks inside the Ole Miss Athletic Office. It was reported on your board, and of course, it was reported on Inside the Rebels and reported at the Ole Miss Spirit that Kelvin Bowden would be leaving to take a position at LSU. And obviously, Kelvin did a lot for Ole Miss, so it, I think, a pretty big blow for the Rebels.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. It is nothing that Lane Kiffin won't overcome, period. You know, the job that Billy Glasscock, the general manager, Alex Brown, and those guys do out there is absolutely incredible. No slight against Kelvin, but honestly, I don't think he's going to be missed that much. I certainly wish him well with Brian Kelly and LSU. I think he's walking into a situation where, you know, they need to make the playoffs or make a run for the playoffs, they being LSU. You know, for Brian Kelly to secure his future down there, I don't think those Bio Bengal fans have much patience when it comes to their football program and really not being a playoff contender. But, you know, Kelvin Bolden's there. I don't know how much he can do to help them with this 26 class. But beyond that, they'll certainly employ him and try to use him in ways in which he can help them. And best of luck to him. But I don't think this is a fainting couch moment for Ole Miss football. People are lined up at the doors to join Lane Kiffin's staff. You and I just talked off the record about someone who is already interested in the job, someone who's very capable. And, you know, Lane's going to put a very capable person there in that spot. And that's really all I got to say about that.
And there are a number of people that we've talked about that I think would do really good work at Ole Miss in some capacity, similar to what Kelvin Bowden did. There could be some interest with Alex Faulk. I don't know if that's mutual interest yet, but I know that Alex Faulk would be interested in coming back to Ole Miss. I know you and I both know him very well, and he was a really good asset to Ole Miss when he was on campus.
No doubt about it. Alex is at North Carolina State right now, of course. And, like I said, the list will be long. And replacing Kelvin is and again, no slight to Kelvin, but it's not that big of a deal. They will find someone capable. you know, again, Billy Glasscock, Alex Brown, those guys, they kind of run the recruiting machine. And, you know, so bump in the road right there. Wish Kelvin all the best. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But whatever happens is going to be positive.
Well, we've seen, and you've seen specifically covering recruiting at Ole Miss, the Lane Kiffin recruiting, you know, I guess you'd say interest doesn't really crank up until a couple of months. We're only sitting in July. But I think as the season rolls along, you'll start seeing recruiting really ramp up, specifically in the state of Mississippi. I, for one, I'll raise my hand. Did some hand-wringing when Lane Kiffin first took the job at Ole Miss about the lack of recruiting this time of year. I felt like in regards to enthusiasm, commitments, and so forth. But as the season gets closer, as that recruiting clock ticks on, Lane Kiffin really kicks it into gear. Is that, you know, right now you look at in-state recruiting and just like every single year, not going incredibly well, but is this a situation where you believe that recruiting will definitely take an uptick over the next couple of months in Mississippi?
Well, it always does. And I don't think you can really talk about Ole Miss recruiting without talking about the transfer portal. And, you know, there's a balance I think Lane is trying to strike between building with high school kids and you know, making your team immediately competitive nationally throughout the transfer portal. And look, recruiting is always more art than it is science. And, you know, so as far as the class rankings go and where the kids are coming from, I really don't care. I could care less if they're from Mississippi or if they're from New Jersey or, like in the case of Jet Goldsberry, we got yesterday from Indiana. I mean, we want the best players. If you want to compete nationally, Brad, you've got to recruit nationally. And I think that's what Lane and his staff are doing.
What do you make out of LSU? Let's talk about Brian Kelly and the Tigers just for a moment. LSU's always recruited South Mississippi hard, but it feels like with the commitment of Tristan Keys, the Cooley offensive lineman out of South Mississippi, nothing really earth-shattering about the places that they're recruiting hard, but it feels like with already with their relationships in South Mississippi and now going after Kelvin Bolden for Ole Miss, is this yet another play by LSU to dig even deeper into Mississippi?
It may be, but I don't think that works. I really don't. You know, South Mississippi, one thing you have to wrap your mind around, and it's difficult for those of us like you, like me, who grew up in North Mississippi, is that Baton Rouge is a hell of a lot closer to Hattiesburg than it is Oxford. You know, that's kind of a local commitment there. I really don't think state lines matter anymore, Brad. You know, it used to. It really and truly used to, simply because, you know, you got to see Ole Miss play on TV 3, maybe 4 times a year. That's no longer the case. You can watch anybody, anywhere, at any time with the way technology has advanced now. So, you know, if you're a 5-year-old kid growing up in Greenville, Mississippi, and the orange and blue of the Florida Gators catches your attention, you can watch Florida every game, every weekend for the rest of your life and become a Florida Gator fan. And the same thing applies to a kid growing up in Pensacola that likes the red and blue of Ole Miss. He can grow up an Ole Miss fan. So, you know, these imaginary lines of state borders, I don't really think that factors into recruiting any longer. I really don't.
One quick note, Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports reporting that the Atlanta Falcons are expected to hire Ole Miss Director of Player Personnel Alex Brown.
Oh, man.
Yeah, of course, Alex Brown before Ole Miss, he was the general manager at SMU. So I think Alex Falk and some other names will really start generating some interest now with Bolden and Brown headed out. Where does this is happening right now. Where does this leave Billy Glasscock and Ole Miss right now, David? And how fast of a turnaround do you expect to see some decisions made?
Within a couple of weeks, I would think. So kind of quickly, you know, you're not that far away from fall camp getting started. You're going to have both of those spots solidified before fall camp begins. So, sometimes this month, I would think. You know, I hate to see Alex go, even though, as you can tell by my backdrop, I'm an old Falcons fan. But, you know, they've done an absolutely incredible job. And, you know, I think, you know, best of luck to both of them. But that's the profession, right? I mean, when you're successful, you're going to lose people. And, you know, of course, Austin Thomas is down at LSU, who worked with Kelvin Bolden on this staff here at Ole Miss. So there's the connection there. And then, best of luck to Alex and the Atlanta Falcons. He'll do well in his role there. So, this is just the wackiness of college football. And it's kind of always been that way with coaching. But, you know, the portal opening up, that has it the same way with players as well.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's go back to the commitment you just mentioned a moment ago and get a little bit more detail on where Ole Miss stands right now.
You're speaking of Jet Goldsberry?
Yes.
Yeah, do-it-all Swiss Army knife type of player. Wes Neighbors is going to have him primarily in a safety position, can also play the nickel. But look, let me tell you, this kid is the quarterback for his high school team. Very high football IQ. It can certainly pass the ball, can throw the ball, accounted for more than 50 touchdowns last year. And he's a threat to run the ball. In fact, Jet told me they talked to him about perhaps even playing running back some here. So two-way player, we always talk about two-way players. Rarely do we see it. Jet Goldsberry may be the exception. I think he's a rebel that's going to get snaps eventually on both sides of the football.
A lot of happenings right now in recruiting at Ole Miss. You know, we mentioned a moment ago as we're kind of, you know, processing what we've learned now about Alex Brown, along with Kelvin Bolden, two key components of the Lane Kiffin era. But I will say this, David, as it's pretty fresh as we're talking about it, Lane always appears to be two steps ahead in every move that's made in the world of college football. We've talked about the advent of the transfer portal. We've talked about Lane Kiffin, whether it be on offense and whether it be how he's implementing a new scheme. But it just feels like that Lane's always two steps ahead. And I feel like, you know, until he proves otherwise, I think Ole Miss fans are going to lean on the decisions that he makes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, he's proven himself, and I don't think anyone can argue with the moves that Lane has made, will make, is contemplating. You know, the guy can coach ball, and he's our ball coach. You pull, you put full faith behind his decision making, and you know he's got his guys. He's got his guys circled for both of those positions, and Brad, you know, it'll be an improvement. I hate to tell you, but everything he's done has been for the benefit of the program, and I think that's what you can expect here.
What do you make of Dante Moncrief? A possibility? Is there any chance he could come back and be a member of this staff? I mean, he's very well beloved. I don't know of any coaching background, but you know, in the role of Kelvin Bolden or someone of that, you know, magnitude, is that something that could possibly happen?
I mean, you never rule anything out, right? But you know, and I'm sure Dante would be a great part of this staff and would certainly help from the recruiting standpoint. But, you know, we'll just have to see. I really don't know enough about what his position is in terms of Lane Kiffin to be able to comment intelligently on that.
Well, we'll have to definitely look back and see. And like David said, we'll be on the lookout. And you stay tuned in to all of our social channels, and we'll absolutely keep you abreast of everything that happens, as there's quite a bit of news breaking over the last couple of days in regards to Ole Miss football and its staff moves. One quick note, David, we'll make, and we'll talk softball just for a second. The Rebels have added All Mountain West catcher Kennedy Bunker as a transfer. Yet another Jamie Traxel moved in the transfer portal, and this roster's setting up pretty nice. So far, David, one defection of significance, I believe, unless I've missed anybody. And I think that says a lot about Coach Traxel and what she's able to do with her staff and her players.
Yeah, I think Jamie, in a lot of ways, has taken a page out of Lane Kiffin's playbook. She's going to work the portal. And she's doing it successfully. I think they're capitalizing on their run to the Women's College World Series. You know, you're seeing these transfers. They're coming from programs such as UCLA. And, you know, the numbers they bring with them may appear to be insignificant, but UCLA recruited them out of high school, right? So they don't recruit junk at UCLA. So you know these players come in with potential. And with Aaron Earlywine, Bobby Buchanan set to take over their hitting instruction, I mean, to me, it looks like she's assembling a team like she did last year. I think we have 8 portal transfers right now, 6 incoming true freshmen. And don't knock her high school recruiting at all. It's some of the best in the nation. As you mentioned, Miley Joaquino, then you have Mackenzie Pickens, and who else? Percy Lamas. All 3 true freshmen this year. Joaquino was the freshman All-American. She's now at Oklahoma. But, you know, Mackenzie's back. Percy's back. Who knows who she has in this class that'll be able to come in and make an impact immediately. And mixed in with these transfers, I'll tell you this. The team that finished ranked number 7 in the nation will not be picked to finish 14th out of 15 schools in next year's preseason, SEC poll.
Taking a little bit deeper look into Kennedy Bunker, of course, played at Fresno State, a career 330 hitter, and had 163 games played, 9 home runs, 86 RBI, 27 doubles, and had a 9.83 fielding percentage. So another big pickup for Coach Jamie Traxel and the softball program. We've seen the softball team really lean on the portal. We saw a couple of additions for the baseball team. So we know that Mike Bianco, Coach Clement, continue to evolve with the transfer portal. And I think you look at this, you know, the way the baseball team finished, the way softball team finished, the way football finished with 10 wins, men's and women's basketball, as we saw Coach Joe has continued to work in the offseason. We've seen some video come out about how hard they're working. The athletic program as a whole, you know, we talked about last year being a big year for Ole Miss under Keith Carter, its athletic director. This year shaping up to be one that could be one of significance as well.
No, I totally agree. You know, you have to reach out and pinch yourself. And you go to the old saying, numbers don't lie. We are in the golden age of Ole Miss athletics right now. And I'm not stealing that from Donald Trump, but it's true. The success on the football field, the success on the diamonds, the success on the courts, the hardwood courts, the golf teams, I mean, the track and field teams. Ole Miss is an elite athletic institution now. I don't think anybody could argue against that. And, you know, I just think, again, sometimes you have to reach out and pinch yourself because, man, we're here. We're doing it. And it's because of the leadership, not only of Keith Carter, but of Dr. Glenn Boyce and, you know, the hires they've made. And it's because of the fan base and what they did through the Grove Collective. And now revenue sharing has come along. And, you know, there's no stopping us. I don't believe there is. This is a great place to be. It offers a great college experience. And you can win and win at the highest level here at Ole Miss. If we can just, you know, keep Sacramento State from coming in and stealing prospects, we'll be okay.
Well, it's a new day with the advent of the NIL and so many other things that factor in. We just have to monitor that because that came out of left field. But what will not come out of left field is to see how Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin will counter the losses Alex Brown headed to the Atlanta Falcons and, of course, Kelvin Bolden headed to LSU in a very similar role. We'll keep you abreast of everything going on. We expect those hires to be made pretty quickly. And I look forward to you following us here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. I want to say a special thank you to our talent presenting sponsors, the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. Very grateful for all they do for us here at the Red and Blue Crew podcast. And also a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm. You'll hear more about both of those wonderful organizations, restaurants, and law firms here in just a moment. For David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
Everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.